It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. As always, thank you for taking a few minutes to expand your knowledge of pediatrics. I am flattered and honored to be on your lists of listen to podcasts. Today, I'm going to tell you about an amazing experience I had last week. A longtime patient of mine, a 12-year-old boy who I've known for at least a decade, came in for his checkup. I had reviewed his chart before walking in the room and noticed that the last time I had seen him, he came in with classic anxiety symptoms of difficulty sleeping and concentrating, feeling anxious, and having headaches and stomach aches. When I asked him why he felt so anxious, he said that the social aspects of middle school were overwhelming for him. The academics were easy, but the fitting in with his peers, that was a whole nother matter, as they say down here in the South. Well, after we talked all this over during that last visit, it was clear to me and Mom that he was exhibiting the somatic symptoms of chronic anxiety. So I suggested that he go and try a therapy called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, as it's known in the business. CBT is done by psychologists. It does not involve medicines, and it's as effective as medication for anxiety and depression. Fast forward about 4 months. Here, he and his mother are in for his checkup. I inquired if he had ever gone and spoken to a counselor and tried the cognitive behavioral therapy, the CBT, and his mother quickly chimed in and said, "No, we didn't need to," she said. Then she turned to her son and said, "Tell Dr. Smolin what happened." The child then proceeded to tell me that on his previous visit, we had all talked, and I had described what CBT is and how we all walk around with assumptions about daily life that are just wrong, and that these incorrect assumptions can create either sadness or worry or fear or even anger. He said that I made the comment that a lot of his friends at school are probably feeling as anxious and unsure of themselves as he was, and that many of them have similar physical problems to go along with these feelings. Their insecurity led them to exhibit behavior that often made my patient feel anxious, threatened, small, and worthless when he was around these other kids. Well, apparently, I had done a pretty good job of practicing CBT without even knowing how it's done. Remember, I'm a pediatrician, not a psychologist. I have no training in psychology. My comments, however, did strike a chord with him, and with that simple reassurance, I had apparently changed some of his basic assumptions about his life that were causing him difficulty. First assumption that was wrong. He was the only kid in his school that felt unsure of themselves. Well, we addressed that. Second wrong assumption. The demeaning behavior of his friends directed at him was his fault. Well, that clearly was not true, and we changed that idea in a heartbeat. And third wrong assumption. Unless my patient's behavior conformed to some unknown standard set by his friends, he would be unhappy and anxious. Wrong assumption again. I think my patient was mature enough and smart enough to realize that the best benchmark of his behavior was his own sense of right and wrong. He just let it go. He grew in his confidence and simply moved on. Exactly what CBT paradigm shifts let you do. Get rid of the incorrect assumptions and the problem solves itself. Well, one of the big changes I've seen over my career has been a shift away from stigmatizing children with behavior and mood problems and actually getting them the help that they need. And cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is one of the important tools psychologists have to help children who suffer from anxiety and depression. If you have a child who you think is overly anxious or depressed, don't be afraid to talk to your child's pediatrician about getting some mental health services for them if they need it. Your child may become healthier and happier and more resilient as he or she grows older because of that psychotherapy. Just ask. Well, as always, thanks for joining me today and trusting me to bring you reliable, relevant information about your children. You know, portable, practical pediatrics. If you enjoy this blog, take a minute and subscribe at www.docsmo.com or on iTunes. And send your thoughts while you're at it. Send me a comment. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping your little brood is always in a good mood. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.